Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the keys to understanding the Psalms is to see that they are primarily the prayers, exaltations, and descriptions of that perfect man, Jesus the Christ. Thus we see Christ in every Psalm, and in every other book of the Bible which has been written, as holy men of God were moved by His Spirit. The Bible has but one subject to which the attention of men is called. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And one object of faith, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The saints of God in all ages have rested here. One of the Lord's most iconic parables was the parable of the sower. We see in our mind's eye this farmer taking up a bag of seed and broadcasting it as he went. In this parable, the Lord was teaching about the unsuitableness of the ground, that is the world, in general, to receive the seed, which is representative of the preached word. Only a portion of the seed fell upon the good ground, that is the ground which he prepared, where it ultimately sprang up and grew to maturity and fruit bearing. The other grounds did not and could not bring forth this fruit, though some held out some promise, temporarily springing up, but in the end were barren. As we read Psalm 126:6, we read of one who is bearing precious seed. This sower is Christ. He carries this seed, not leaving it in the hands of another. Nor does he only take a portion of it, but rather the notion here expressed is that it is all the seed that he has. And he carries it, sowing it carefully and not haphazardly. For he has a bond with this seed. This seed is his elect, that people which were chosen in him from before the foundation of the world. They were his when he created the world, and due to their preciousness to him, he will lose none, even though it pleased him to scatter them to the four corners of the earth. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, that is, not of his own accord or design, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, that is, as it hath pleased him according to his purpose of redemption. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Redemption unto liberty for the sons of God is the Lord's purpose, and not some remedy which he has set forth in hopes that some might be benefited thereby. Thus, in contrast to the seed in the parable of the sower, which is representative of the preached word, this precious seed is that possession which belongs to the sower, and for which he ever lives to make intercession. He came into the world bearing this precious seed, and has entered into the holy place for them. He came weeping as a man of sorrows. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Yet he does not perpetually suffer for them. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He came to secure victory for his precious seed, and is the reaper of such blessing, as well as the planter. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the pain necessary to redeem that which is his. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm. He shall carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Just as he came 2,000 years ago bearing precious seed, so shall he come in like manner bringing his sheaves with him, as he returns together that which he has sown. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Christ is that triumphant Savior of those whom he loves.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.